Hello, my name is Chris Lynch, and I'm the author of Walking the Dog. Michael Card, a kind of a big guy in the library world, who was also a fan of mine in the early days, once passed on my favorite backhanded compliment to my editor, which she relayed to me, and it was brilliant. It was, "Chris writes so well about stuff nobody cares about." And I'm always game for a laugh, and that was a brilliant laugh. But it also was a kick in the seat because it made me think, yeah, I can't just keep writing about nothing. I need to write about something. And it's more, I think, imperative today that we write about something, that we use this platform to write well and write about something at the same time. And I usually don't try to go to like the hot button topics. I like sort of second tier topics. And I've started reading everything having some kind of connection to what big part of the problem in the world is bystanders, people who don't get involved. So, that's something I think I can relate to. I was never very much of an activist myself. And I usually like to have two ideas converge when I'm ready to write a book. And the other idea I'd had for a long time, I wanted to write something about dog walkers because of my theory that dog walkers make the world go round. Whenever you listen to the news, it's like, yes, the body was found by dog walkers. The scene was broken up by dog walkers happening on the scene. The whatever washed up from the ocean happened to be found by dog walkers. And I thought, this gets my character out into the world, interacting with the world and interacting with some of my favorite guys, dogs. The title of the book actually changes in meaning over the course of this story, because early on, when he's still very much an inactivist, it was his go-to response to not getting involved. Is like, "I'm sorry, mister, I didn't see anything. I was just walking the dog." That was his fallback. Until late in the book, we realize walking the dog is now his journey. It's his pilgrim's progress to becoming an integrated citizen of the world and escorted there by the dogs. In fact, his sister tells him later on in the book, when you think about it, all dogs are really guide dogs. I hope it's funny. I think one of the few things I truly understand in life is that funny is good. Funny is kind of always good. World is better when it's funnier. And so I always feel like I don't have the right to anybody's attention unless I'm earning it. And that's kind of where I go. I write a lot of dialogue. I write mostly character, and I write humor as much as I can. Peaks and valleys, a lot of shades of light and dark in my books, but I always like to come back to humor. So I hope they take that away. I hope they take away that this was a pretty entertaining read. But at the same time, if there's like anything like a message, I'm kind of allergic to messages. But if there's anything like a message in there, it's the journey. This is another quote borrowed from a women's center in Boston. The journey must be made in the company of others. You can't live a life completely disconnected from the world around you and think that that will be a good life or life well spent. So that's probably the capital M message I would allow myself to put in there. It's from a chapter called Why Not? Why not, he says, somehow managing what I'd call a shrug of certainty. I'm reminded again how I think that is exactly the way dogs make every single choice in their lives. Chase something, choose something, eat something, bark at something, pee on something, get overly friendly with something, get overly unfriendly with something. Dogs run it all through the same rigorous testing process. Why not? If they don't come up with a compelling answer to that question, it means go for it. Why not? Indeed, why not? A pretty decent system from where I sit.